This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Darren Hunter with you on the Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Before the break, we did a story on how music can or can't affect your sleep. And we're asking you on the program, do you use music to go to bed? You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 01878988899. All right, on to our next story. We catch up with the guys from Musician for Musicians.
Yeah, so things are not looking so well for the country currently, and for musicians especially, their struggles continue. So like Daryl said earlier, last year we spoke to Musicians for Musicians to find out how they've been coping with the pandemic, and they did come up with quite an interesting initiative to help musicians in whatever small way that they can. What they did was they actually set up a studio for people to come and to do live streaming, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so to catch up and see how they're doing this time around, joining us on the line is Francis Dunker. He's the president of Persatuan Pemuzik Tempatan Selangor. Thanks for joining us on the show, Francis. The last time we spoke, which was in August last year, we talked about Musicians for Musicians initiative of setting up a live studio for people to perform via live stream. It's called Memory Studio. How did it fare then?
When they took the lockdown down, then we were free to move, then we were occupying the studio. When that was happening, all the musicians were there almost every day. So we were streaming from there, and then all every single festive season or Father's Day or Valentine's Day, we always had bands and all on there performing down there. And then we had organizations sponsoring some of the big shows like Deepavali, Christmas, Chinese New Year and all that. So it was going on fine until the government brought on the lockdown again, and then everybody had to stay back home and do it from home. So we had to close the studio for a while.
Yeah, 2021 is looking like 2020 all over again. But apart from that initiative, you also started teaching some musicians that are out of work how to stream their performances online via a program called Isolation Music. Based on what I read, while it did help, it was also a bit of a struggle for many of your members. Why is that so?
A lot of musicians are older, the older musicians. Live streaming has been something new to them. So we had to, Edwin and his son had to practically teach them how to get it done and how to use our platform they can earn some money out of it. It slowly caught up and more musicians were getting into it. We are quite comfortable with a lot of musicians who are were streaming. A lot of them are doing on their own also, apart from our platform. Some of them had their wives and all to help them, to be with the camera and how to position the phone. And it was a bit difficult in the beginning. So we had a lot of hiccups and the camera was upside down and the sound wasn't clear and a lot of just simple stuff. After a couple of times, they get a hang of it and things are getting a bit smooth again.
I understand that you're also looking for opportunities to give your members some other avenues to get back on their feet. And one of the ways is via performing at vaccination centres. Tell us about that proposal.
This idea was mooted out by Edwin. And he wrote to KJ. And it's on a trial basis. We want to see, make sure that we get the right musician, we get the right volume, the right a mix, so that people who come for vaccination will be entertained a bit and will be more relaxed, won't be so scared and all that. So this is how it's going to work. We won't know. We are actually telling the musicians that to be careful of the repertoire, and we are checking on all that to make sure that this is successful. If this is successful, then well, hopefully, KJ might say, let's have it at all the vaccination centers in all the states. Some more musicians will have work. That's our main objective. I've been telling the committee and the musicians, we all have to be careful because, we got to make sure that we have the right mix and the right kind of musicians to go and kick this off so that this will be our pilot, the MyTech will be our pilot project. And if it works, then good for everybody.
For sure. You also announced that you'll be partnering with Cendana under their Banda Activity Seni Kuala Lumpur initiative. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
They have put aside a fund for us where they have a 6-month duration where they are paying $250 per musician. So this is very encouraging. So a lot of people are, a lot of the musicians are coming up and all are trying to get into it. It's run on a live stream from home. We will set up the itinerary, we will fill up the gaps, and then we will make sure that the musicians are properly, moved. So it's, some of them, we have all the platforms that we have, we will make sure that we can take care of as much musicians as possible, like giving them a chance to earn some money down there. So we are working very hard and making sure that everybody gets a chance to get a piece of the cake. We got to be careful to make sure that we don't just cater for just a small group. We have to make sure that as much musicians as possible can come up. So we're asking them to come forward. We are sending them forms and we're asking them to fill up the forms. So we'll put them, into our database and we'll make sure that they will not be overlooked.
I know things are tough right now, but what are your hopes for the future as we move forward?
So at the moment, I'm just hoping that the government will not, put us aside. When they have any funds for the musicians and the people in the arts industry. Because every time when they have bantuans like this and all, the musicians are always sidelined. All this time since the time the first lockdown started, we have been on our own. We've been begging for donations. We were doing everything on our own, using our own funds, and nobody really helped us. But since all these projects that have been going on during isolation music and so, people have been watching us. That we've been always busy. We are not just making noise when there's a bantuan. Every association is making noise. Oh, we need to help you. We need to help. But who is really helping? We are from the very beginning. We have been doing with our funds. Asking people to donate. As $10 or $15 for you. And then we got close to 2 million viewers from our platform. So we have never just sat down and wait for bantuans from the government. We know they got their hands full also. So we are just helping ourselves. But if there is anything they can help us with, we'll be very grateful. These musicians, they really need help. We are really, there is nothing they can do that can bring them some income.
That was Francis Dunker, President of Persatuan Pemuzik Tempatan Selangor, sharing the developments of musicians and their plight as we're stuck in the first phase of the National Recovery Plan. Daryl, I think at the end of the day, it's pretty sad for these musicians. Although I find the idea of having them perform at vaccination centers quite interesting as well, right?
That's a great one. That's really a troupe, if I'm not mistaken, performing at MeTac. Just to pick people's spirits up, people are anxious to go in to get jabbed and some music will help.
I suppose, and also at least gives these musicians an opportunity to gain some money as well, right?
For me, it's just depressing, we did this interview almost a year ago and a year on, they're still pretty much in the same place, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully things get better. You're locked into The Pulse, Darren Hunt with you this evening. Coming up, we're going to be on to a quickfire new segment, but first up, we have a new tune.
Yes, this is a fresh new tune from an old band. This is Journey. Yes, that particular band, Journey, longing for the way we used to be right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.